We are learning Masechta Subas Daf Kuvdal Daman Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Kuvdal Daman Aleph. We are still in the middle sugya with Rav. Rav limited the halacha of Chachamim that said Yemoicha for 25 years when she's living Beveis Aviyah after 25 years Shemeichel Ksuba because she didn't say anything about it. That's only if she doesn't have Ksuba in her hand. If she has Ksuba in her hand, the Rav says, Navadi collected Ksuba. So Omer Nachma Yitzchak, Tony Rav Yehuda Bar Kaza of Masit de Bei Kaza, Rav Yehuda Bar Kaza brought down a brisa of the Bei Bar Kaza that says it's a raya to Rav. It says in this brisa, Tova Ksubasa. Once she asks for ksuba, she resets the clock, you start again 25 years. But if she has a ksuba in her hand, then goyve ksuba salam, she collects forever. She collects forever. Shalach Rav Nachman Bar Chisda, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Then Rabbeinu, teach us. What's the case of Chalikas Ramei Lechom? We have Chalikas Ramei Lechom when the Isha is a base of Via. Is she Meichel Ksuba or not? Is the Machalikas when the Ksuba is in the hand or when the Ksuba is not in the hand? That was the Shaila. Really, what we had before. Rav says that the Machalikas is only when the Ksuba is in the yard. Here, Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista asked the Shaila to Rav Nachman Yaakov. And he had another question. Valach de Remi also is a Lachak Ramei or the Chacham? Do we pass it like the Chum hold that the Isra thing called Mechila or the Meir? Those things are Mechila. Shalach Lei, so Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov answered, B'she'ein shtar ksuba yoytz tachas yoda. Machlekes. Tom Chalekes ve'ein shtar ksuba yoytz tachas yoda. Like Rav said. But if you have a shtar ksuba, have a shtar ksuba yoytz tachas yoda, go yoytz ksuba, so collect the ksuba. Lo'ilam, forever. And also, halacha de Recham, we pass the Chum, this idea is Mechila, which means you don't have a ksuba, so then after 25 years, we consider a Mechila. Zog to Maravai. Take also Rav Dimi, Omar, Rav Shimon Pazi, Omar, Rav Shimon Lei, Rav Shimon Kavaro. Loi Shonu, Elo, Mona Messiah. This whole discussion of Mechila, 24 years, only Mona Messiah. Avot Tesefes Yeshla. But the Tesefes you get. But the Tesefes she gets, even after 25 years. Now, I understand exactly why. Because the Chayra, why are you Mechila on that? So it sounds like the reason is because that's not a Ksuba, that's a Matana. But still, we saw before that she's Meichel because Fakeret, because it's Matana, she's Meichel. This is a Kasha that I have. So you have to say somehow that it's a din in the Ksuba. That we know she's Meichel the Ksuba. Anything else already is a new din, and Tesef is not part of Ksuba. But Ravom, Rav Yechon, I feel Tesef is Meichel. Also Tesef is she's Meichel. He also Tesef is not Meichel. Don't Rav Eva Rav Yanai, Tanai Ksuba Ksuba Dami. Tanai Ksuba is like a Ksuba. We had this before, this idea, I think, at the beginning of Parak Avopi. Tanai Ksuba is like a Ksuba, even Legabi this. Itmanami, Om Rabba, Om Hunam Rab, Lo Yishonu, Ella, Mona Messiah. But the Sefes, Yeshla. But the Sefes she gets, Yeshla, she gets up ever. Omale Rabbi Abel Rav Hunam, Om Rav Hachi, did Rav really say that? That by the Sefes, Yeshla, Loilam? Omale, so Rav Hunam, ask Rav Abba, when you ask me that question, the tone of voice, what do you mean? Is Tikkun Karmus or is Kayin Karmus? Do you say you're so happy with that with the memra, or are you saying I shouldn't say it anymore? Like, there's two ways to depend on the tone of the voice. Are you saying, oh, Rav really said that? Do you mean to say, is that it's crazy? Or do you mean to say, yeah, oh, it's such a gewaldige thing? I'm like, is Tikkun Karmus coming? I was saying that I don't want you to say it anymore. I don't hold of it. I don't hold of it. Something more about it. More brings a mice of item. That's to do with the Allah we learned in our Mishnah. Chamosei de Rabbi Chia Aricha, the mother-in-law of Chia Aricha, her husband was nifta young, and into Sachuyava, she married his brother, Rabbi Chia's brother, and va'amon ve'saviyavoy, and l'maisa, Rabbi Chia's brother died, without any children, and Rabbi Chia was the Yerush, Rabbi Chia was the Yerush, and he had the money, and amon ve'saviyavoy, and his shviga went back to her house. And Vizana, Rav Chia, who was the Yerush now, he supported his mother-in-law for 25 years because he was the Yerush of the brother. So she was the Amman of her brother. And therefore he supported her for 25 years Bevenosha in her father's house. L'soiv, after 25 years, he stopped giving mizonos. Omrele, have the mizonos, give him mizonos. Omrele, less lach mizonos. You don't have mizonos anymore. You're ready, like, say, you Michael everything. And you didn't mention anything. Have the ksuba, give me a ksuba. I'm a law. Lo mezoyin is law, like ksuba is law. You don't have mezoyin, you don't have ksuba. Because the law is, you don't collect a ksuba until 25 years. That's it. And he holds, t'nai ksuba is ksuba. And therefore, just like the mechila on the ksuba, there's a mechila on the mezoyin also. We didn't have this till now about this mezoyin, but now we see from here that it's all part of the same halacha, that if you hold tonight ksuba ksuba, like we said, there's a mechila on the tesefes, so there's a mechila on the mezoinus also. So he says to his shviga, sorry, no ksuba, no mezoinus. Tavat ladina, what a good shviga does, it brought him to din. Tavat ladina, kamei de rabbi mezhila. So she brought him to the Torah in front of Rabbi Shilo. Amalei, Emily, easy, gufa dovda, heichi hava. Tell me exactly what happened. Tell me exactly the story. Amalei, so Rabbi Chiya says, and he say, Esav chamish shana beinasha. I gave her mizonos 25 years in her father's house. Bechai demar, I'm making a shvur. The bekaspoyam tali. I brought it myself every day. I brought it myself. Oh, Amalei, now you may invest things up. Why? Time am Rabbanon, cause man shveis baila goyim k'svas oylam. Why did Rabbanon say that in the base baila, if she lives with the Yarshim, the halach is that she can't, there's no tzad mechilita. Why not? There, the reason why you didn't ask for your ksuba, is because of embarrassment. They're taking care of such good care of you, if you didn't mention the ksuba. Here also, since you took such care of her, you actually walked her the food, so therefore, she didn't say anything. So now, zil havla, you owe her the mezonos, you owe her ksuba. So, the Rabbi Chiya Aricha did not listen. Cost of law, Adrachta Nichse. So Rabbi Bashilo, who is the Dayan, wrote a Adrachta on his Nechasim, which means a lien, a note that says you have to collect from his Nechasim. So Asalik made the Rabbi. So Rabbi Chiya Aricha came to Rabbi to complain about the Psak Din. Omalei Chazi Marechidon. He said to Rabbi, look how Rabbi Bashilo Paskin. Omalei Shapardon. He Paskin good. So Ramana says now, so now let me get payrus now from when he held on to the nechassim after he says he's not paying me. Let's say it was five weeks. So since we passed in, he didn't want to give it. 5 weeks. So I want to get all the payrus, all the profits for that 5 weeks. Now really, in the Gemara in Hamafgid, there's really a three way machlokes when the Baal Chayiv who has a lien on the property, when he starts eating parrots. Three machlokes. According to Rabba over there, once she gets, or in any case, whoever gets it, gets that drachtat in his hand that says, I collect the chasim, from then on already, he gets parrots. Lefi Abaya, it's from the chasima of the drachta. And Rabba holds only after they identified the karka and they made a achraza of the mechira. Then, after that, only after time you start eating the parrots. Like upon him, she asks, she wants it right away from when I got a drachta, which is Rabba Shita, I want to get paid already from that. I want to get the profits from that already. On my law, so Rabba says, Achli Adrachta, show me your shtar that says that you collect from the Nechasim. Chazia, Rabba saw that the shtar was not written correctly. Doesn't say that we figured out that these Nechasim that we want her to collect belong to her late husband. It's from the Yerusha. It doesn't say that. It just said it on all Rav Chiya Aricha's Nechasim. And the truth is, all Rav Chiya's Aricha's Nechasim are not Meshuvah to the Ksuba. Amalei, Adrach Lav Star Shabbat Ksiva. This Adrach is not written correctly. Amalei, Tezal Adrachta. Okay, for when after they put the thing up for sale, the Beis Meister put one of his fields for sale, and after he made he still didn't give it to me, so I just want to pay from then on. Like your shita. Amalei, hani milich leksiv tuus about drachta. As long as it's not a mistake in the drachta. Alehich leksiv is toys about drachta. Less than part, you have nothing. Amalei, v'amaru d'amar, you said, I guess she's a Thomas Chacham mistake. Amalei, v'amaru d'amar, achrayis toys sefer. That when you have a star, let's say, when you buy a field, you have insurance there, it's achrayis toys sefer. It's here also, but they made a mistake, but they know it's a mistake, but it's obvious that the means to the chosim that I'm shuva to me. Amalei Rava, b'halak levein tayi sefer. Here's not tayi sefer. B'hafil Rabbi Ashila tayi mekarik. Here Rabbi Ashila wrote what he wrote on purpose. He made a mistake. He thought that you collect for anything, Rav Chiya Aricha, because he says like who cares? Rav Chiya has everything now. He owes you something. What's which field he take from his field, or his original field, or his field he got from his brother? What's the difference? That's what he held. Who saw our hani hani day? They're both him. Mali mehani mali mehani. What's the difference in which ones? V'loi, it's not true. Why? Zimnun da'ozlo meshavchlu. Sometimes she will. Sometimes they'll mashbiach the nechasim of let's say Birchi Aricha, his own field with the Baal Mechasve, and the ones that belong to her late husband will get ruined. But Amor Law should call it up, and later on he'll say, by the way, you're not supposed to take from this, you're supposed to take from that one. But give me back mine. And it turns out that she got a bad deal because her nechasim was sitting around getting ruined because he knew that he's gonna have to give it up anyway. So, if you first collect from Rav Chiya Aricha's own field, we're worried that afterwards they'll switch it and it turns out that her field that she originally was supposed to get was sitting there fallow and not being worked on. And va'osi lafuke laza edina. They come to say laza bezdin. They don't take care of the takhanos of almana, and therefore, even though if you think, the Rav thinks, that it makes no difference, mind you, only give her field that she has a shibudon, and since that the drachta was not written correctly, so now only she collects from a kan labah, she does not get peris, anything from a four. Hadrin Allah, perek ha-noisei, b'li neda, for those that finished it.